is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur today, he described the Indian diaspora as a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavors feel so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur today on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, where he was accorded a grand welcome. Recalling his long-standing friendship with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Prime Minister Modi said India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024.
Our relationship with Malaysia is scaling new heights each year. In 2024, during the visit of Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim to New Delhi, we elevated our ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership. Today, we walk hand in hand as partners towards progress and prosperity.
Mr. Modi will hold talks with the Malaysian Prime Minister tomorrow, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. During the visit, the two sides will review the entire gamut of bilateral ties. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% under the India-US Interim Trade Agreement for Indian exports. Briefing media on the India-US joint statement in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Goyal said India has less tariff than its neighbouring countries, including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Vietnam. The Ministry of Textiles also welcomed the trade agreement and described it as a major catalyst in strengthening textile trade relations between the two countries. It said the US is India's largest exports destination, with exports worth around $10.5 billion, comprising around 70% apparel and 15% made-ups. The ministry further added that 18% reciprocal tariffs on all the textile products will place India in a better position than most competitors. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting to review the progress of development projects in Jammu and Kashmir with a focus on key infrastructure works and the implementation of centrally sponsored schemes in the Union Territory. Our correspondent reports that the Home Minister reviewed project-wise implementation and issued directions for timely completion of the development works. In Chhattisgarh, a total of 51 Maoists surrendered before security forces today in Bijapur and Sukma districts of the Bastar Division. A reward of 1 crore 61 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. In Bijapur district, 30 Maoist cadres, including 20 women, renounced the path of violence and decided to return to the mainstream of society. In Sukma district, 21 Maoists surrendered today. During the surrender, the Maoists handed over automatic weapons, including AK-47 rifles, SLRs and barrel grenade launchers. In shooting, Indian shooters dominated the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship today as Olympian Elavanil Valerivan won gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle. Shambhavi Kshirsagar also starred, shattering the Asian Junior Finals record on her way to junior gold at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in Delhi. In men's cricket, India were 85 for 6 in 13.3 overs against the United States in the third match of the T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, West Indies defeated Scotland by 35 runs in the second match of T20 World Cup at Eden Gardens, Kolkata, chasing a target of 183. Scotland were all out for 147 in 18.5 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.